Your job is where you're supposed to be, but what you do outside of it is where you want to be. Hey everyone, welcome back to Party of One Podcast. This is season two. Sometimes life gets in the way and you can't really measure out how much time that you have. So one thing has to give for a little bit, but I'm grateful for everyone that has continued following the podcast and has showed up in times that I've showed up. And I'm here to say that season two is officially in session. So you can expect weekly content from here on forth. Let's jump right into the podcast. You show up at your job to get paid. If there was no incentive that you were getting a paycheck at the end of the 2 weeks or the month, you would not show up simply. And maybe you would. Maybe you just love what you do so much that you would do it for free. And shout out to you for finding that, because a lot of people don't. But if you're the 90% of people that kind of go to work and do something of what they like, but not everything, this podcast episode is for you. It's so important to do something that you love in your work. If you are in a career, or at least in your field that you'd like to be, that's a step. If you're not, but you would like to be, it takes the steps that you do outside of work to get there. And this is still applicable to people that are in the field, but not doing exactly what they'd like to do in it. This also applies. Say your work starts at 9 a.m. and ends at 5 p.m. That's the typical schedule for work. Before 9 a.m., what are you doing? Are you waking up at 8 a.m. and just getting dressed, getting ready for the day, knowing that takes at least 30 minutes, and then just heading to work? You know, it takes some time for you to get there, so maybe that's another 15 minutes. That's 45 minutes out of the hour you've given yourself before work started to create a different kind of lifestyle for yourself. Genuinely ask yourself this question: is the 1 hour that I wake up before work enough to build the lifestyle I would like to be living? If the answer is yes, cool, keep doing what you're doing. But if the answer is no, maybe think about getting up 2 hours before and maybe dedicating 45 minutes to whatever you'd like to achieve. For example, say you would like to get promoted in your work. Let's keep it work related for now. What new skill are you learning that people in the role you would like to be in is doing at this moment? Say, for example, you're in the creative field and you would love to be a director. Are you getting up and understanding why certain techniques are used in different movies? Are you getting up and reviewing different articles that came out on movies that are currently out, even if you don't like them? Why people like them, why they don't? I mean, that's looking at your audience demographics. That's looking at, you know, your target market. What do people like? What do people care about? Say, for example, you want to lose weight. Are you giving yourself enough time to get dressed, get to the gym, do a substantial workout? 30 minutes is substantial. It's not, you know, hitting every machine, running, stretching. It's stretching, walking, jump rope, stretching, and leaving. If you do those things for 4 months straight, you will see something different. You will feel different. It's not how hard you go. It's how long you decide you want to go. When you are deciding how you would like to live your life, you have to look at the routines, habits, and patterns that you consistently do. And sometimes we're just a product of our environment and we don't realize that we're in this kind of circular motion that goes nowhere until we realize, dang, what I've been doing is giving me results that I am not happy about. What can I do differently? And keep in mind, when you do find that answer, even if it's just for a little while until you find a new answer, it's going to feel weird. Anything you do to change what your day-to-day already is familiar with, your body has a clock. It knows you're waking up an hour before work. It knows that you are going to rush, hurry up, eat, brush your teeth, and then like make sure you make it into work maybe 5 minutes over time. But if you decide you're waking up 2 hours before, your body's first getting reoriented with like, whoa, the sun is still down. I don't know why it's still dark and I'm awake, but I'll do something with this time. Over time, your body will get used to what kind of routine you're trying to set for yourself. And I think being patient with how your body feels with it is okay too. You wanna work in alignment with your body, not against it. You're gonna feel groggy and it's gonna suck waking up earlier than what you're used to. But after a month, it really only takes 30 days, in my opinion, to form a habit. 21 days, I've heard statistically, works as well. But if you do something consistently the same way for 21 days, you will see how big of a difference it will benefit you or maybe harm you. So that's why you have to be aware of what's going on in your life and what energy you're giving your life. Don't mind the location drop that you guys may have heard right then and there. I'm headed to the gym because I am practicing what I preach too. But I'm heading to the gym with my boyfriend. You know, sometimes you can't do everything you'd like to do because you're just not mentally strong enough to do it yet. So you have to bring people along the ride with you that are on that same wave. You know, maybe they're not looking to really lose weight, but maybe they just want something to break away from because their job is too demanding. Or maybe it's because they just don't feel like they would do it otherwise if they weren't asked. It's a matter of where you would like to see yourself and the people you're also surrounding yourself with. If I only ever hung out with people that were just homebodies and they were perfectly content with waiting for the next Netflix release, I would see those results, both physically, mentally, spiritually, emotionally. And it's okay to have those friends sometimes, but those shouldn't be the ones that you hang out with all the time. Only if you don't want that same kind of lifestyle that's kind of complacent. I think it's good. And I like to preface and say everything with I think, because this is my sole opinion. This is not, you know, medical advice. This is not, you know, something that is backed. This is just based off of my experience. You know, what I've learned in my short time living on Earth so far is like, you have the ability to change the way that you would like to see your life happen. I've seen it myself. I lost 50 pounds in 2021 and I gained all 50 pounds of those back. It's 2024. It took me a lot longer, which is great because that means that I wasn't falling back into the same habit it took me to the first time. But it now just means that I have a goal. I am planning to reach a certain goal by a certain time that I'm not going to release to the public so that I don't trick my brain into thinking it's already done by being too open about something I am trying to do anyways. So keep that in mind too. As you decide, okay, my job isn't where I want to be yet, and I'm not living the lifestyle that I'd like to yet. So also, along with what I'm doing, what am I saying, and who am I saying it to? If you're telling people all these goals that you're trying to achieve, stop that. Truly, before you open your mouth to have anything to say in a response or to start a conversation, think about, okay, who's this going to? My mom? Great. She has my best interest at heart. I can tell her what my plan is and see if she has any advice. But if you say something to someone that you don't really jive with on the day to day, it's just catching up. Oh, hey, man, how's it going? Yeah, I'm doing X, Y, and Z, and I'm planning to have it done by ABC. Why do they need to know that? You can find so many other things to touch on that you're already implementing that are healthy habits in your life that don't steer you off course. Because I think if you start talking about the things that are already hard enough to do, it'll just kind of push you back a lot further than you really expected yourself to be. And you'll sit there and wonder, why can I not do what I keep working towards for a little bit and then stopping and starting and stopping and starting? It's all in what you say and who you say it to. Sometimes like people do have your best interest at heart. And then sometimes there are people that like you and genuinely love the person that you are, but because they can't reach those goals in their lives, or they're having tough times reaching whatever goal that they have for themselves, they can't believe that for you because they don't believe it for themselves. And you don't need that kind of energy finding its way into your path, even if it's unintentional. Sometimes it'll just be in the way that someone responds back to you that gets you just ever so slightly discouraged to do the thing that you told them you were doing. And I'm just so passionate about this because growing up, I was like this. I told everyone what my thoughts were, what my plans were. And it was just, my excuse was, I'm just an open book. Well, close that book, honey. Like, literally, why do people need to read what you're doing in your life? You're telling them the story. Let them watch it. Make it into a movie. Make it into a movie. Stop telling people what you want to do before it gets done. Love yourself enough to respect yourself enough in the things that you were trying to build for yourself. No one, little Johnny and little Sally Sue, can't get you any further than how you get yourself. So let people watch what you do instead of what you say. I know we started this off talking about your career and your lifestyle, but they go hand in hand. And I think if you're not creating that kind of lifestyle that gets you to where you want to be in your career or in your family life or in your relationship life, it'll be really hard for these things to act in alignment with each other. And lastly, we can't forget that what God's plan is for you will always come true. No matter how hard you're working towards a specific goal, if it's not meant to happen at that moment in your life, it's okay. You don't stop building what you're trying to build. Sometimes, God will just test how bad you want something, and he'll do it based on how long you're willing to stick with it until it's ready, because it may feel like it's taken a really long time to get where you want to go. I know what that feeling's like, but I also know what it's like sticking to something and seeing the results. So I've seen both sides of the spectrum. You have to trust that what you're doing, even if you're not getting praised for it, even if people don't know how hard you're working in the background, that it's all worth it in the end. And it doesn't mean that some things won't wiggle their way in that pique your interest as well. Sometimes you want two dreams at the same time. And know that you can have everything, but not all at once. There are different seasons for different places and things that you would like to do. And you have to figure out, what do I want to focus on? And knowing that even if I'm focused on losing weight, maybe I advance in my career, you know, during that time. So I'm dealing with two new parts of my life at once. What am I doing to balance that out? To make sure that I don't feel like I am further behind than I was. It's a constant battle of finding the balance. Find your balance in your life and be honest with where you're at with it. I wanted to just kind of make it surface level to introduce this next season, because we're gonna get a lot deeper as the season goes on. I would like to really dive into things that I feel like people aren't talking about and being honest with themselves about. And I'd like to be a little bit more open in things that I feel like I have overcome truly through the grace of God. I cannot do this all by myself. As I said in season one many a times and a lot on my TikTok and Instagram, it is all because of God. He gives us the wisdom to be able to know, this is not really what I want. I have a bad feeling about this. I think this is an opportunity that I am excited about, even if I feel like I'm not ready for it. There is always, always a reason and an appointed time for what you'd like. As Habakkuk 2:2 says, you write the vision down, and you make it plain. If that means slapping things on a vision board because you like to see it visually, cool. But you write out exactly what that Pinterest picture is saying for you. If you print out a picture of a treadmill and a water bottle, I will lose X amount of pounds by this date. And if you hit that date and you haven't lost that pounds, you make a new sentence. It continues. But you have to be okay with the progress that you're making as long as you know that you're creating the routine and the habits around the lifestyle that you want to live. I appreciate y'all tuning in today for the first official episode of season two back for Party of One podcast. We're going to get a lot deeper into the next episodes. Please continue to follow on Instagram and TikTok, which is where I will post consistently, and put in the comments things you would like to say or see. And if you're coming from the podcast listening now, on the next video, just comment podcast so that I know that you came from there. So I know how many people are really jiving with the Instagram and TikTok content versus the podcast audio. Because analytically, I see a lot of you guys are more on the podcast audio. And I, again, am very sorry that it's taken me this long to reboot Party of One podcast. But sometimes you have to take the necessary time away to see kind of where you feel like you're at. I never want to just give you guys content just for the sake of quantity. I want you to always leave this podcast feeling great, or feeling different about something in the best way. So keep the faith and keep going 1% further to eventually get to 5% to 10% to 100%. And know that it's gonna take time. And I will see you guys next week for the next episode of Party of One podcast.